Sagas Prisus Parakei Mishnah Dal Chaticha Shokhula Vechaticha Shokhoyda. Somebody who has two pieces of meat in front of him. One of them is Chula non Hegdis, and one of them is Hegdis. It's a piece of meat from a korba, and it's with made Zrikat Hadam. It's before the Zrikat Hadam was done. And the basar cannot be eaten before the Zrikat Hadam. And if you do so, you have to bring a korba me'ila. Korba me'ila is brought for somebody who benefits from Hegdis Shalokhidim. Acha achas mehem. Vein yodua eza mehem acha. Pater. The person ate one of them bishagit. And he doesn't know which one he ate. He doesn't know if he ate the Hegdis or the Chulin, his pater from bringing an Asham Talib. As this mission is going according to the Chacham who said a mission bait, that somebody has a suffer, whether he is mauled from Hegdis, does not bring an Asham Talib. And according to the Chacham, you only bring an Asham Talib if you have a suffer, whether you did not bear in which there is a Chiyav Chatzis for, as opposed to by Mila, somebody who is mauled from Hegdis brings an Asham, not a Chatzis, so therefore if he has a suffer, no Asham Talib is brought. Rabbi Akiva Mechayev Asham Talib. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. He holds you are Chayev and Asham Talib. As we saw in Mishnah Beit, Rabbi Akiva holds somebody who has a suffix, whether it is Mal from Hegdish, would bring an Asham Talib. Achal Esashniyah. Maybe Asham Bata. If after he eats the first piece, he eats the second piece also Bishoygeh, in such a case, he brings an Asham Bata, an Asham Me'ilos that is brought for somebody who benefits from Hegdish Alok Hidin. And since he ate both pieces, he for sure ate the Basar Kodesh. So therefore, according to everybody, you would bring an Asham Bata. Achal Echad Esarishoyna. Uba acher ba'achal et ha'shniya. Zem may be Asham Taloi, b'zem may be Asham Taloi, divri Rabbi Akiva. If one person eats one piece b'shaygeg, and another person comes along and eats the second piece also b'shaygeg, according to Rabbi Akiva, each one of them would have to bring an Asham Taloi. If each one of them has a suffix, whether he was the one that ate the basar kodesh, so each one of them would bring an Asham Taloi, according to Rabbi Akiva. While the Chacham would argue in this case also, as a Chacham hold, you don't bring an Asham Taloi for suffix me'ilos. Rabbi Shimon Omer Shneim Levim Asham Echad. Rabbi Shimon holds in this case an Asham Talui is not brought. And since we have two people that one of them for sure ate the Basar Kodesh, they could bring an Asham Vadai, a regular Asham Me'ilos. They would buy a Korban Bishutvit. Each one of them would put up half the money for the Asham. And then when the Asham is brought, they would make a Tanai with each other. Each one of them would say to the other that if you're the one that ate the Basar Kodesh, then I'm being Meichel my Chelek of the Korban to you. I'm giving you my Chelek in the Korban. So that way, the one who ate the Basar Kodesh had the entire korban to himself, so therefore an Asham Vadai could be brought, a regular Asham Me'ilos, instead of an Asham Talib. Rabbi Yossi Oimer Ein Shnayim Mevi'im Asham Echad. Rabbi Yossi disagrees with Rabbi Shimon. He holds that a korban Asham cannot be brought out Tanah. They can't buy the Asham B'shutzvitz and make a Tanah with each other B'shat HaKrava, as Rabbi Yossi holds the Chatzis or an Asham cannot be brought B'shutzvitz, so therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's not possible here to bring an Asham Vadai instead. They would bring an Asham Talui according to Rabbi Akiva, and according to the Chacham who hold an Asham Talui is not brought by Safed Milos, they would not bring a Korban at all. Safed Krisus Perik Hei Mishnah Hei Chaticha Shal Chulin VeChaticha Shal Chelet. Somebody who has two pieces of meat in front of him. One of them is Chulin, it's not Asham, and one of it is Chelet. Chelet is Asham to eat, and it's a Chiyav Chatzis if you eat it B'Shoygeg. Achal Achas Mehem Ve'en Yadua Eza Mehem Achal. Maybe Asham Talui. He ate one of them. He doesn't know whether he ate the chelet or the chulin. He would bring an Asham Talib. As this is a suffix, whether his chayav a chatas, so therefore he brings an Asham Talib if he ate a b'shagim. Achar et hashniya. Maybe chatas. If after he eats the first piece, he eats the second piece also b'shagim, in such a case, he brings a chatas. And since he ate both pieces, he for sure ate the chelet. He has to bring a chatas for eating chelet b'shagim. Achar echad et harishayna. Uba achar ba'achar et hashniya. Then maybe Asham Talib. The Zem may be Asham Talui, Dibri Rabbi Akiva. If one person eats the first piece of meat, the second person comes along and eats the second piece of meat, and they both did so b'shagig, each one of them would have to bring an Asham Talui according to Rabbi Akiva. If each one of them had to stop it, whether he ate the chelet, so therefore they both have to bring Asham Talui. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Shneim Mevi'im Chatas Echas. Rabbi Shimon said they don't bring an Asham Talui. Instead, they could bring a Chatas b'shutvis. They would buy a Chatas together. And when the chatas is brought, they would make a tanai with each other. Each one would say to the other, if you're the one that ate the chelet, then I'm being matna, I'm giving you my chelet in the korban. And that way, the person who ate the chelet owns the entire korban, and he would be yoisi with this chatas. Rabbi Yossi Oimer Ein Shnayim Mevi'im Chatas Echas. Rabbi Yossi says, two people cannot bring a chatas b'shutzvis. The chatas cannot be brought al tanai. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi, instead of bringing a chatas, each one of them would bring an Asham Talib, as Rabbi Yossi holds a Rabbi Akiva who says that each one of them has to bring an Asham Talib.